Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show. Kenkel Fritz and Friends, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And to honor him, I have an excerpt from his most famous speech, I Have a Dream.
I have a dream that little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends. So we're talking about how women are more likely than men to deliver bad news with a smile. I didn't even know this was happening. I guess I haven't paid attention. Maybe this is always going on. Sal, you think like you do this? Though.
I do. I think I'm deflecting the bad news.
Right, you're trying to shiny up something. Yeah, I get that. Okay. Family Life Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
Who's this?
This is Pat. Thank you guys for being on the air. You make the day so much better. God wakes me up. I'm happy. And then you guys come on and just take it away.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank I'm so you. Glad.
Thanks for including us.
Yeah. So we're talking about women are more likely to deliver bad news with a smile, and you sound like you would.
Well, there's one great way to tell some people of bad news.
Okay.
My daughters have done it, and I have done it. I got a call. We were away from the house, and our daughter said, you know what? I just want you to know I'm okay. The four-wheeler's a little smashed up, but I am okay.
See?
Yes. See, that gives you time to get used to it and get over being mad before you get home.
Yes. So that is, I like that tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring to mind the fact that you're okay, which would remind the person, oh, yeah, I should care about you first before the car.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Sweetheart, I'm totally okay. Now, I just maxed out our credit card at Sephora, but I'm okay.
Yes. It didn't hurt me a bit.
Family Life Radio.
Nearly half of us do not like our middle name. We're embarrassed by it. Michelle is with us. So what's your situation?
Okay, it's Curtisina.
Curtisina?
Curtisina. Like my grandpa Curtis, and then they added Tina.
Curtisina is the name of the middleman.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they turned a guy's name into a girl's name.
Yeah.
By adding a girl's name to a guy's name. Curtisina.
My uncle's mom, they did that. They thought it was going to be a boy, and they were going to name her Carver. And then she came out a girl, and so they named her Carverine.
Carverine.
Yes.
Aw.
Wow.
Not Carburetor.
Yeah, this is our daughter, Carburetor. Always... It's our son, Shock Absorber. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. And you ever just kind of blow through life and realize, wow, I've changed? I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, you know, I really enjoy clipping my fingernails.
What?
And I'm like, what? He goes, oh, yeah, it's great. So I guess it's a sign that you're an adult. I don't know.
It's an adulting thing.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Well, I just had a birthday. I've reached a certain stage of life where things that excite me Like, I had to stop and go. I was so, I'm so excited. I am unbelievably excited because today I get to go to my eye appointment and pick out new eyeglasses. Like, literally, when the first day, if I could have made that appointment the very first day of the year, if things weren't closed, I would have done it. That's how excited I was for everything to roll over and a new year to start.
Sure.
And I'm like, new glasses, I get new glasses. And I thought, wow, when did this become like the highlight of my week?
To get new glasses. Yeah.
They're like a fashion statement, and you and I are totally into that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think about the things that used to excite me.
Right.
And before Christmas.
Eyeglasses.
Before Christmas, I got a gift card and I got an air fryer, and I was like, I'm in Sally now. I have an air fryer. And I thought, wow, something has changed somewhere.
You know, this is going to sound really weird. Mm. I love it right after I change the oil in the car because I feel like it runs better. Makes no sense at all.
Look what you've done.
It doesn't make any sense.
You gave your car its cough syrup.
I guess so. Yeah. So, is there something like that for you? It's like you realize, what happened to me?
The feeling after you've cleaned the house and you go, oh, look at that.
Yeah, but then you have to clean the house.
Yeah.
There's a little work involved, but the feeling afterwards is awesome.
Man.
You're right. It is awesome afterwards.
I will tell you, a couple of years ago, one of my friends wanted to go to dinner, which I don't do during the week because we get up so early, and she was like, hey, spontaneous dinner outing, let's go get ravioli. It was 6:30 at night, and I was like, but I'm in my PJs, and I've taken my night pills.
Yes.
You love going through tough stuff?
No.
Negatory?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Well, we have Faith Yuri Cho with us. She's the CEO and founder of the Honor Summit, a nonprofit organization that centers Asian American women in the mission of God. She's a gospel preacher, and she's written the book Experiencing Friendship with God, How the Wilderness Draws Us into His Presence. Yeah, I agree with you guys. I want to get out of the wilderness as fast as possible. She has a completely different take on this. Listen to this.
The Israelites went through this wilderness season. Theirs was more literal, but it was also spiritual. The goal of this, the gift of this wilderness season, was actually not the promised land. Because sometimes a lot of the Christian rhetoric is just get to the promised land, get to the breakthrough. But the kingdom dream is not the same as the American dream. And when we get caught up in that, when we live our lives and dedicate our faith just to get more, just to get to that next level, just to get to that better season or the greener pasture, then we have missed the point entirely. And when you study the beauty of the wilderness, you see that they were already blessed with this proximity to the presence of God. And this is the first time since the Garden of Eden that the people of God had access to him in this way. And so the wilderness journey, when you see it just from the perspective of getting what you want, then it looks like failure. But when you realize that the wilderness was so that the people of God can be in friendship with their Father in heaven, then you see the wilderness as a gift.
I don't think I've ever thought of the wilderness as a gift.
Nor have I.
No.
And I'm with her. You try to get through it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Lord, get me out of here.
Side.
But she's right. You think about, they had a glory cloud that appeared above them, and they flew in manna.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes bread for you guys to eat.
And then they got bored of it.
Yeah, give us some meat. Then they flew in quail every day, and God brought in, you know, some meat to eat, and they complained about that.
It's appalling.
We just want to get out of there as fast as
right?
we can. But there's some things we can learn in the wilderness. You got to hear this full interview. It's really good. Check it out on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends, your oldest working gadget. What is it? 888-888-9976. And Julie's with us. What do you got?
Well, I'm calling to let you know that I still have a microwave that I use every day, sometimes multiple times a day, from 1985.
Whoa! Man.
Whoa.
Now, back then, they were bigger than a car. Is that big?
No, mine is a small one.
Oh.
And it's a dial for about 30 minutes, and it has two buttons, defrost and cook.
Okay.
I can see this thing in my head that
sounds
like our first microwave, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of features.
No, and I remember that dial, and it was counted down. Yeah.
It doesn't take me 5 minutes to try to figure out what I'm trying to do to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. You know, that reminds me, in the 80s, my mom went to microwave cooking classes.
Oh, I remember those. Yes.
Wow.
Can you just stick it in there and wait for the beep?
Yeah, they were actually making recipes.
Okay.
She went to it, and they're like making recipes, and it's like, you know, how many years did it take for us all to realize you don't really cook? You just reheat stuff.
Right.
The microwave is for when you don't want to cook.
Exactly. Yes.
Time for that good news of the day. This is Family Life Radio, Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. And we'd love to hear your story of how God is working in your life. Our number is 888-888-9976. Jenny is with us. Tell us what happened.
In 2017, me and my husband were blessed with our first pregnancy, and we made it to 12 and a half weeks in our pregnancy and learned that our baby had no heartbeat anymore.
Oh, my heart.
I didn't know that miscarriage existed where the baby could just have no heartbeat anymore. So my stomach and world fell through the floor, as did my husband's. And we were very heartbroken, and I eventually had to have surgery. Was in a very bad mental spot, but decided to rely on God and tell him that I had complete faith in him no matter what, and didn't really understand. And we've been really able to use the circumstance to help other couples that have gone through a miscarriage. You usually don't even hear about people's struggles. So he has used that and strengthened my heart and gave me so much empathy and understanding towards those couples, and have allowed me to pray for them. Although it still broke our hearts, and I get to minister about his love because of going through that.
Amen. I love that. So how are you doing now?
So 2 months after that, we became pregnant again, and now our son Samuel, named because it means act of God, is going to be 3.
Oh.
Yeah, we're actually expecting our second little boy.
Oh. Fun. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. That's very encouraging. You have a great day.
You guys too. God bless.
So how is God working in your life? We'd love to hear your story. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. Hey, we'd love to give something to you that's going to help you connect with God. It's a prayer journal, and it's pretty cool. Inside this journal, there's a scripture at the top and a space for you to write some things you're trusting God for, write down a prayer, maybe some affirmations. And today's verse is James 1:2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces endurance. Don't do this very often. I'm trying to think of the last time I said, thank you,
right?
Lord! Things are hard right
yes.
now. Things are really tough.
Not your natural go-to.
No.
This reminds me of when I was in high school and I had just gotten my driver's license, just turned 16, and I got into my first accident. And I was parked on a parallel parked on the road, and I pulled into the lane and didn't even look.
Uh-oh.
This perfect condition 1966 red Mustang plowed into the front left part of my dad's car. And I was leaving my youth pastor's house.
Oh, no.
And I am literally crying. And he's out there and he's hugging me, holding me. And I'm like, I know I'm supposed to have pure joy right now.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I look so silly.
Rejoice at all times.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But this is not an easy one. I think this is one we can all work on. Usually when tough things happen, we complain, we grumble, we, you know,
Yep.
But the idea that going through hard things makes you better on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And brings you closer to God.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I know that we really aren't going to look at a secular source for you know, wisdom here, but you know what Kelly Clarkson was singing, and that is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. No joke, right? Oh, goodness.
I think Kelly. It makes you stronger if you look to the right source here,
yeah,
for mm-hmm. that strength. But yeah, hopefully you can find a way to do that. Look at the trials you're going. And maybe you're in the middle of something right now. Can you turn it around in your head and go, okay, we're going to get better through this on the other side. We're going to get stronger with you, God.
That's right.
It's tough.
And then let us know how you did it.
Hey, we would love to get this prayer journal in your hands.
So we can walk through this life together, right? So when you give your best gift right now, we'll send you this encouraging prayer journal so God can begin writing your story of answered prayer in 2024. Just another way Family Life Radio is helping you experience hope in this new year.
And here we are halfway through the month almost. So yeah, I guess almost exactly halfway through the month. Your best gift, myflr.org, get you this prayer journal, myflr.org, or you can tap the app.
Thank you. Family Life Radio, with today being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, found an excerpt from one of his speeches. I find this so inspirational. No matter what you do for a living, this will inspire you to do it to the very best of your ability with God's help. Listen to this.
That if a man can write a better book, or preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, even if he builds his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. We must set out to do our life's work so well that nobody could do it better. And to do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it better. As I've said so often, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo carved marble. Sweep streets like Raphael painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music and like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. This is it.
Isn't that good?
Mm. Yes.
You know, and it makes me think about, do I do my job like that? And the other thing that comes to mind is, I'm working for God. I'm not working for a man. So I'm really held accountable to him.
Yes.
And I also hope that encourages you. If you have a boss, it's not easy to deal with. It says sell by. Do you tempt? Are you going to still have something that's on the sell by or after the sell by date? Or it says best buy.
Yeah, yeah. Best buy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is where you get electronics. So
I just see bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Missy's like, I'm done. So we're wondering if you're a keep it or chuck it person. When it comes to that, our number's 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. How about yourself? What's going on?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling in about the expiration date.
Yes.
I've been in the dairy business since 1993.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Just to throw it out there, that the sell-by is a sell-by. It's not a spoilage.
Oh, I know that. Mm-hmm. I think we all know that.
I personally drank 2% milk in my refrigerator 22 days past the code.
Oh,
ooh, man,
you are a brave soul.
Yes,
but I trust my nose. I mean,
you trust your nose. Oh no, he left.
Oh no.
Oh, we lost him. That guy is living on the edge.
He just passed out because he drank some bad milk.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
I have a joy report I was hoping I could share with you.
Well, yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
I've got joy. So I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Who's this?
My name's Julie, and I'm calling from Michigan. I just wanted to tell you guys that you guys are my joy report for today.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys fill me every day with a spirit. I work from home, and so I'm alone with my animals. You guys just fill me. I feel God's presence. You make me laugh every day.
Sweet.
And it gives me peace to start my day.
Thank you. You said you're there with your animals.
Yeah, I have 4 dogs and 2 cats.
Oh, Misty's face just lit up.
Like a Christmas tree. I love it. You sharing about your little family of animals there, that's my joy report today, because I'm so happy after hearing all this.
Exactly.
Well, good.
We're both dog people.
Yeah.
I haven't quite crossed over to being a cat person.
Oh, I love cats. At one point, my husband and I had 5 dogs, 4 cats, a parrot, 2 parakeets, and a bearded dragon.
Oh, my goodness. It's a menagerie.
Yep. Yeah. That's what my family called it, the Jordan Menagerie. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, how fun. Thanks for being part of our friends and for listening and calling and brightening our day.
You're very welcome. You have a blessed day.
What is your joy? What's bringing you joy today? We'd love to hear it. 888-888-9976.
So maybe you're not thinking that you're the best parent in the world, but you are. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Well, most of you are.
Oh, wow.
You know, some of us could do better. But I'll just tell you that I deal with that nagging thought in the back of my head. Like, I don't know, am I being a good dad or not?
Right.
But you also have this.
Can I have a do-over?
Yeah.
Is what I think a lot.
Exactly. And I also have this thought in the back of my mind, well, you won't know how they're eventually going to turn out. So you're like, well, am I doing all right? Am I going to raise, you just want them to be good kids, you know, and grow up. And so we found this things that your kids will never forget about you. First of all, your love language, how you loved on them, especially if you know what the kids like. And you get to know their love language. And, you know, so I thought this was interesting. The time you surprised them.
Oh.
Children love surprises. Unexpected treat or an outing will go down in their brain and not be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember the time that we, whatever, you know, the way you act when no one is watching.
Your character.
You know, that's one thing that I did appreciate about my mom. She would be convicted at times and she would come to me and say she was sorry.
Oh, that's huge.
I have friends whose parents have never ever done a thing like that. Maybe it's the thought that I have to be strong or I don't have to admit that I'm messed up. I don't know.
It's kind of the best thing you can mirror to your children.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if you can teach children that you mess up, they'll know that when they mess up, they're not necessarily in trouble either, as long as you confess and say own ups to stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just say this. In the workforce, having employees that don't own things or working with a coworker that doesn't own stuff and just makes excuses, I think it's... I'll just say this. If you're tempted to do that in your line of work, you will... and gain the trust of everybody, and people will love you so much more if you own your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it talked about your family traditions. Create some stuff that's just your family.
Yes.
That just you guys do.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always sticks out
in
my memory.
It is.
Yeah. Now, as my kids are older, it's like so important. They'll call me and say, okay, what's happening at Thanksgiving, you know, for instance, or whatever, you know, if I have delayed in getting all the details pulled together. So, those traditions are vital.
So if you want to add to the list, or maybe you think about what is it that I really loved about my parents, give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Hey, hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.